Our next public hearing is condition, or is a change of zone number 1723, John M. Gilman.
This is an application to amend the comprehensive zoning map from an AR1 agriculture residential district to a B1 neighborhood business district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 8.25 acres more or less, lying east of Powell Center Road, also known as Route 20, 800 feet northwest of Roxana Road, also referred to as Route 17, and being identified on the tax map as tax map ID 533, map 6, parcel 25.01. A gentleman, on November 9 of 2012, the applicant provided an exhibit booklet which includes a site plan, references to compliance with the Sussex County Comprehensive Land Use Plan, an introduction by the applicant, a revised site evaluation report, a letter from the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers relating to wetlands, a copy of the deed to the property, a modified business plan for the property, an interior building plan for the fitness center, information on the proposed fitness equipment, an aerial photograph, suggested proposed findings of fact, an affidavit from Leif Erickson, soil scientist, a copy of ordinance number 2002 for conditional use number 1750, a copy of a DLDOT support facilities report, a support letter from Midcoast Community Bank, an index and photographs of compatible uses in the area, and a petition in support of the application containing 16 signatures. On August 17th of 2012, DLDOT provided a letter and support facilities report that referenced that the department understands that the developer is only seeking a rezoning of the land for financial reasons and to lease part of the existing structure of the property for office space. The department would be willing to postpone a decision on their requirement for a traffic impact study until the subject land has been rezoned and a specific use beyond what currently exists and the proposed office use have been identified. That when a specific use has been identified and development is being pursued, the department will determine through the site plan process whether a traffic impact study is necessary. That the current level of service C could change to a level of service D when the site is fully developed. The County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division provided comments on November 14, 2012 in a form of a memorandum which references that the site is located in the Roxana planning area, that use of an on-site septic system is proposed, that conformity to the South Coastal Area Planning Study 2005 update will be required, that the county does not have a schedule to provide sewer service to the parcel at this time, that when the county does provide sewer service, it is required that the on-site system be abandoned and a connection made to the central sewer system, and therefore a concept plan is not required. We also received a letter in opposition to this application from Paul Tronfo, questioning if the commission would want a strip mall in their neighborhood, questioning what happened to the big plans for a sports complex, referencing that the applicant removed the forest on the site and burned the stumps during a no-burning period that required firemen from four areas to put out the fires, and referencing that the applicant does not live on the property. And that's all I have.
All right, sir.
Oh, I will pass out site plans, but I think you have them in the packet.
Turn
the
booklet though, right?
Yeah, I think we got
it.
If you need larger one,
okay. Well, we do, we'll call one.
And the chair recognizes whoever's going to take the lead here.
Good evening. My name is Elizabeth Socek, and I'm an attorney with Sergovic, Harmon, and Weidman. And I represent Mr. John Gilman, the applicant who is seated behind me to my left, with regard to his application for B1 rezoning. We have previously submitted exhibit booklets, as Mr. Lank referenced, for your consideration and review. Mr. Gilman currently has a conditional use to operate the Roxana Athletic Club, which was approved in November 2008 as conditional use number 1750 by ordinance number 2002, which is at tab M of your exhibit booklets. Although Mr. Gilman did obtain a conditional use for this property, at this point in time, the current zoning is not allowing him to utilize the property to its fullest potential. Due to the economic downturn in 2008, Mr. Gilman has been unable to secure the funds to fully open his athletic club, and therefore he is seeking B1 zoning in order to rent the upstairs portion of his building as professional office space. He has been informed by multiple banks, including his current bank, Midcoast Community, who provided a letter of support, which is included at tab O, that they can only fund his project if he can rent space to generate outside business revenue. He is requesting a change in zone from AR1 to B1 zoning. This is in compliance with the 2008 comprehensive plan. As you are aware, the purpose of the AR1 agricultural residential district is to provide for low-density single-family residential development, together with such churches, recreational facilities, and accessory uses as may be necessary or are normally compatible with residential surroundings, while the purpose of the B1 district is to provide primarily for retail, shopping, and personal service uses to be developed either as a unit or in individual parcels to serve the needs of a relatively small area. Mr. Gilman proposes that his use would fall under retail, as he would be paid for a service, as the members of the athletic club would be paying him for a service. Again, to meet the applicant's lender's requirement for rental income from raw office space readily available within the existing structure, Mr. Gilman is seeking a B1 zoning classification on his property, which was previously approved for its primary use of a fitness center. Mr. Gilman's application for B1 zoning is designed to comply with the Sussex Comprehensive Plan update, and this is outlined in detail at tab B in your exhibits. Devoting Mr. Gilman's land to active recreational uses will serve tourism and provides for other responsible commercial job providers to locate and invest in the county. The only assistance that Mr. Gilman is seeking here tonight is for the county to approve B1 zoning classification to meet the financial criteria of his lender to allow additional revenue sources necessary to finance the implementation of the primary use, which has already been previously authorized at the location that he believes is appropriate. And again, although tab B of the exhibit booklets more comprehensively discusses the 2008 plan update, the goals are to encourage tourism and other responsible commercial and industrial job providers to locate and invest in the county. Proposed recreational uses here will serve tourism and provide for other responsible commercial job providers to locate and invest in the county. The project also provides an outdoor recreation complex, an indoor training fitness center meeting the park and recreation element of the 2008 plan without seeking financial partnership with the county. It provides for the recreation needs of persons living in close proximity to the use. At this time, I would like to invite Mr. Gilman to further present his plans with regard to this property and to explain his need for B1 rezoning. And I will also note that he has provided a site plan, which is over here on the easel.
Hello, gentlemen. Just as Elizabeth was saying, I'm an applicant for B1. I've owned this property for 19 years now. Bought it when I was 19, so I've owned it half my life. The concept of the athletic club has not changed since I was here in 2008. I'm still going full bore with it. It's just, I guess, bad timing when I tried to do it, as you guys probably know. The bank, they just are not willing to lend unless you jump through hula hoops, and that's why I'm here tonight, to get the flexibility to go for the B1 zoning, to be able to partner with other businesses that, like the previous applicant was saying, you know, lawyer, any type of medical professional business that would want to use the upstairs portion of my building. The site is restricted for several reasons. I am on septic. I only have a maximum capacity of about 1,500 gallons. I have a septic system right now for 495. DelDOT also is a limiting factor because my entrance is only approved for 200 trips a day. So it's about 100 people in and out. I have, through the 4 years since I was here last, I've, when the economic turn happened, I did reach out to try to be able to do the conditional use with partners. Deltek was one, the YMCA was another, and due to also the economic reasons, they could not step in and partner with me. So that's why, again, I'm here tonight for the B1, for the flexibility to be able to operate some office space above me. The total square footage of the building is 5768, so 2,500 square foot would be available upstairs, and that would leave me with 3,268. And I also, part of the exhibit P, I'll just talk about the 31 businesses and or churches that are within a mile range of me. There are several parcels that are C1 right at the corner of Roxana and Powell Center Road. Also, number 30 is a large portion of property owned by Kenneth Walsh that is actually full C1. And the signatures of support are from homeowners and or business employees that are within that 1 mile radius. I didn't go outside of that. I could have had 100 applicants probably, because everybody wants to use the gym as soon as I can get open. But I stayed to the local people within that 1 mile range that live across from me down the corner, and that's where the 16 signatures came from in support.
Okay. Thank you. If you'll just hang on for a second, and we may have a few questions for you. And you can stay up here with us, because somebody's going to ask you a question, I imagine. And we're going to start with Mr. Smith.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, Mr. Gilman. And if we take the financial element out of your request for a rezoning, your statement, we've got some findings of fact that there won't be any adverse impact on neighboring properties or the roadways by the rezoning of this to B1.
No.
In your exhibit booklet, you've indicated that you feel as though this application meets the goals of the comprehensive plan by endorsing the park and recreation element?
Yes. Just because of the fact that all our state parks or anything down in Sussex are all basically water type parks for boating, different things like that. There's nothing that's park oriented like a walking trail, sports fields for members to use that are, you know, to take your dog for a walk, or they're all water state parks, Cape Henlopen, and the one in.
And your intention is to still keep the goals of what you currently have under the conditional use.
It's yes.
Just an expansion of that, and perhaps
it's to give me the flexibility to open, because the problem that I have is the meat and potatoes of this business is the fitness center portion of it, with the monthly memberships. Doing anything else, sports fields or. Also, and that's also one of the problems is they're so expensive to construct, so it's just the financial viability of it has to start with getting the fitness center open. That's why, as part of the Exhibit G, my modified business plan, Phase 2 and Phase 3, the sports fields and the swimming pool that are pictured on the site are way down the road. I'm just trying to get the fitness center open. I will, through construction of the second stormwater management pond, build the fields, but I won't necessarily use them for financial gain, because the fields have to get established. And plus, with the limiting factor of traffic, if I have 200 members joining my site and I have 100 of them coming a day, I can't operate the sports fields without triggering a Del Dot impact. So I have to monitor that, and that's what I'll do.
And there are sports fields and other comparable commercial-type activities near you, correct?
Yes, there's the Pyle Center Little League complex, which is exactly 1 mile north of me. And then there's the River Run Soccer Club, which is one mile, I guess, south of me and to the west.
Thank you. That's all.
Hey, Mr. Ross?
I know that you already are operating your business. The curb cuts are in, the road is in, and you're in the building. Is that correct?
I am not operating a business in there as of yet. I am the $170,000 worth of equity that I have, the bank is holding off on that until I can find somebody to rent the upstairs space before they can give me that money to purchase the equipment.
Got you. Okay. No further questions, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Burton.
Is the application asking for the entire site to be zoned B1?
Yes.
Is there any way to do it where just the one portion, does that work? It kind of worries me to zone the whole thing B1 when what you really need is the area that's built.
Well, the problem with that is, let's say I want to expand with a gymnasium or something like that to basically kind of take this project to be a YMCA, which is kind of modeled after that. I'd have no flexibility with that. That's not my plan right now, but years down the road.
Okay.
Changing the site.
Thank you. Relay?
No questions.
Rabbit?
No questions.
Counselor?
No questions. Thanks.
All right, then. We appreciate it. Now you can take a seat nearby, and we'll see if there's anyone here with an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of change of zone number 1723 John M. Gilman? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to change of zone number 1723?
Someone's standing there. He just sat down.
I think he was just coming and going. Yeah.
Fetching.
He's not sure which, but he was either one or the other. Anyone on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.